This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, April 7th. God's word to you today is the answer, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 11, verses 28 to 29, from the Message translation, and it says, Jesus speaking says, "Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me for real rest, and you recover your life, and you learn to live freely and lightly." Years ago, in the United States, 39 people willingly committed suicide. Why? One said he had an encounter with UFOs, and they need to meet the UFOs on a supernatural level. So for that reason, they need to kill themselves. This man rallied 38 other young people, and they killed themselves. Why? They wanted more. One of the ladies, a 31-year-old that was a part of the group, did a video before killing herself. This was what she said in the video. "Maybe they're crazy, for all I know, but I don't have any choice but to go for it. I've been on this planet 31 years, and there's nothing here for me. So I said to myself, if that's what it takes, it's better than being around here with absolutely nothing to do." And she took her life. People are disillusioned. People are craving for more. God is saying to you and I, bring them to the living King. Bring them to Jesus. It cannot be business as usual. People are dying. Your next door neighbor may be drugging himself to sleep for all you know. So you cannot just be focused on getting your breakthrough alone. God is not like that. That lady had no purpose. If you are feeling that way today, God has orchestrated this encounter for a purpose. He has asked me to tell you that He is in control and He keeps His promises. There is no problem in your life that Jesus cannot solve. None. There is no challenge you are going through that Jesus cannot resolve. Nothing. However, Jesus does not only want to solve your problems. Jesus also wants to give you life. I need you to get this. In the book of Job, for 40 plus chapters, Job was asking questions and querying. But when God showed up, He did not answer any of Job's questions, not one. I did not understand why when I read it as a child. But as I walked with God, I understood why. God did not answer any of Job's questions when He showed up, because God Himself is the answer. When I show up in God's presence with questions and burdened hearts, even though the problems are still there, you have the answer. This happens to me consistently. You must love the answer more than the answers you are seeking. I have been sent to tell you categorically that Jesus is the answer. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I've come to say how much I love you. I've come to say how much I adore you. Lord, I'm not here to complain about my many problems. By your Spirit and your grace, I'm confident you'll solve them. I'm here to say I love you. I'm here to say I adore you. I'm here to say I love you. I love to love you, Lord. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.